Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you happy today to Jesus? Amen. Are you walking in newness of life? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do we know that our names are written down in the Lamb's book of life?
Yes.
Do we know that our sins are forgiven and we're on our way to heaven?
Yes.
Praise God. What is it that we know about Jesus? I believe the old song said, what you know about Jesus?
You know
He's all right.
Yes.
Amen. What you know about Jesus?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He's my friend. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's everything that I need.
Yes.
And I thank God for Jesus on this morning, this afternoon. Amen. And we do give and do honor to God and respect to all the saints of God that's in the house on today.
Yes.
Certainly God is good and He is greatly to be praised. Our God is worthy to be praised. Worthy is the Lamb.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb of God. Praise God. And I think it's a privilege to be able to say, God, I love you. It's such a blessing to be saying, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
With all that you've done for me, where you brought me from, how you set me free. Thank you, Lord.
That's
praise
right.
God. So I just thank the Lord today. He is good. Amen.
Yes,
sometimes you just, you know, you just get this overwhelming sense of gratitude. You know, you're just thankful. And what's good about it is when you know who to give thanks to.
That's right.
When I know that, God, I couldn't have made it without you.
Yes.
I believe Marvin Sapp sang that song. That song never would have made, never could have made. Is that your testimony on today?
Yes.
We're here today by the grace of God.
Yes.
Not of our own doing, but by the grace and the mercy of God.
Yes.
Praise God. As I said earlier, how the Lord blesses Raquel to be in the house of the Lord.
Praise God.
Spared her natural home. Praise
yes.
God. What a mighty God you serve.
Thank
you. I know prayer changes me. We were praying the other day. I said, God, you can put the fire out. You don't even need water. You can speak the word, and the fire will have to run, will have to flee. That's the God we serve. So we don't put any constraints on our God. Whatever we need, God's got it. So we bless the Lord. I believe you see the subject today. Whose battle is it? Why don't you ask somebody close to you, ask them, whose battle is it?
Whose battle is it?
You know, whose battle is it? You know, if you notice, there's quite a few scriptures up there, so I'm going to take us back a little bit to ancient Judah, you know. But we know that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He's always the same. And what he did then, he's doing now.
Yes.
God hasn't changed. We may change, but God, he doesn't change.
That's right.
His love never fails. His love never changed. His power has never been diminished. As much as of God's power is displayed every day in the universe, it never diminishes.
That's right.
God is all, he's omnipotent. He's all powerful.
Yes.
And so I thank the Lord for that. Whose battle is it? Have anybody ever been in a battle? You know, I'm sure the answer would be a resounding yes. We've been in some type of a battle in our lives at some time, you know. Webster says a battle is a struggle to succeed or to survive.
Amen.
That's what a battle is, you know. But I think in these days and times that we're living in, we need to choose our battles wisely. Some battles is not worth fighting.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I was driving Sister Perry the other day. I almost said Miss Daisy. And so we pulled up in the Dollar Tree, and I pulled up in a park, and a lady pulls up next to us, and she gets out, and her door whammo against the car. And oh, she looked and whammo again. And then look, then she gets out of her car and she looks to see if I'm on the right side of the line. You know what? It wasn't a battle worth fighting. Just let her go on in the Dollar Tree. And I'll go on there and do what we need to do. We have to choose our battles wisely. You know. And I'll tell you something else. We should not be fighting battles that are not ours.
That's right.
If we're not careful, we can take on other folks' battles.
Yep.
You know. See, because battles are going to come.
Yeah.
You know. See, there's some battles that will come our way that we didn't ask for, we were not looking for, and hope that it never came up. But we can find ourselves in the middle of a battle. A struggle to succeed or to survive. Anytime somebody's in a battle, you're trying to win that battle. You're trying to gain the victory in that battle. Whatever that battle may be, we're looking to overcome that battle. And I I know that there are battles that we're facing right now.
Amen.
In our lives. But we thank God that we have a God who's never lost a battle.
Amen.
The old song says he's a battle axe. Amen. I said, now whatever that is, that sounds pretty tough. Because what was the song that a little old saying himself, your arms are too short to box with God. You got them T-Rex arms. you in a no-win situation. You dealing with the God of the universe. You dealing with the God who is a jealous God for his people.
That's right.
Who cares for his people. Who comes and minister to his people sometime way over in the midnight hour. When everybody in the house is asleep. And you're wrestling and you're battling. Something's going on in your heart and in your mind, maybe in your body. And he said, I'll come and minister to you. I thank God for him coming to minister to us.
Amen.
In our times of need. Sometimes we're looking for help in the wrong places. But all of my help comes from the Lord. Who created the heavens and the earth. So I want to jump into this passage because there's quite a few verses. But I think it's something in this story today, this narrative, in this word of God today, that will help us in the middle of our battles. Anybody need help in the middle of your battle? Or you just fight it all by yourself? Oh, yeah, I'm a man. I'm a grown woman. I'm of age. I can handle this. You can't handle nothing.
That's right.
Unless the Lord watch the city, the watchman is waking up in vain.
Amen.
Unless the Lord build a house, those who are laboring in vain. Amen. Whatever we do, we should be doing all to the glory of God. Whatever we're in, whatever we need, God, I'm standing before you.
Amen.
I need you, Lord. I need your help. And I hope that we see that in this passage today. I got about 3-5 sections I want to look at. We're going to talk about the problem, the fear, the prayer, the solution, and the victory. We're going to be dealing with Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, who was minding his own business. Again, sometimes you can be minding your own business and trouble will come your way. Have that ever happened to anybody besides me?
Yep.
And I'm talking about stuff worse than Dollar Tree. Something worse than her hitting my door, you know. Because, see, in my unsaved days, now that would have been a battle royale. But you know what? I'm not who I used to be.
Amen.
I've been changed.
Amen.
I've been washed in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm a new creature.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm not talking about when they run around the floor and those creatures like that. But I'm a new creature, created new in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, what a blessing it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. He was a good king. He brought forth a lot of reforms. He got rid of Baal worship. He directed the people back to God, which is something we need to be doing today, pointing people to God. We need to quit trying to be a psychologist and everything else and trying to figure out everybody's problem. We need to be telling folks about Jesus.
Amen.
When somebody comes to you for help, we need to be saying, you know what, let's pray first. Let's acknowledge God in all of our ways and he'll direct our path.
Yes.
God, send your healing, send your deliverance, God. Heal the broken heart. See, that's where God wants to be.
Amen.
You know. It's all right to have a little psychology, I guess, going on and kind of figure out what's happening. But you know what? If God don't do it, whatever it is, it won't be done. So here's the nation of Judah. And these are God's people. Somebody else got a pen? Praise God. Oh, that's yours. Okay. Praise God. I got you now. You know, so we here is Judah finding themselves as a people of God, minding their own business. Then here comes the word. So here's the problem. We're going to see that we need to first acknowledge a problem in our lives. We need to acknowledge a situation. We need to call it for what it is. Call it like a T.I. is. And not say, oh, yeah, everything is great. No, if it's not great, it's not great. It's an issue. So the scripture says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 and 2, it said, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Amorites, watch this, came to battle against Jehoshaphat, came to battle against the people of God. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, he's the king. He's sitting, well, what, the White House, I guess it's the White Palace, or castle, but he was the king. And they said, they came to Jehoshaphat saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, can see all the ships out on the horizon, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon tomorrow, which is in Gedi. So here is a problem. It may have been a beautiful day. Sun may have been out. The birds may have been chirping in the trees. And everything seems, just had some breakfast, had some Cheerios and some honey nut oats or something. Yeah, everything's good. Then all of a sudden, you get some bad news. The enemy is coming. They're surrounding us. That's a problem. So how do we deal with the problems of life? How do we deal when interruptions of life come our way? When our apple cart is shook up? When things are not smooth as we're accustomed to them being, all of a sudden there's a problem. What do we do? And you know, one of the first things that happened when a problem comes our way, fear sets in. Watch this. The next section is the fear. So we see the problem. Judah is getting ready to be attacked by the enemy. That's the problem. So here's the fear. Verse 3 and 4. And Jehoshaphat, the king, anointed by God, he feared. Anybody here without fear?
Nope.
No poll taken. But things can come and fear can set up in our hearts. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. See, it's something to be said, right? He feared, he was afraid, he was scared, but he set himself to seek the Lord. He didn't get on Facebook or Instagram or call some conjurer down the street, but he set himself to seek the Lord. And watch, what else did he do? He proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. Fear produced something in him to where he set himself to seek God. That's what we need to do first.
Amen.
And then he said, listen, everybody in town, we're going to fast.
All right.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. See, fasting is when we can set aside, we can put away some things and, you know, turn off the TV and, you know, get off the treadmill and turn the plate down and dedicate some time to God.
That's right.
That I know that I'm communicating with my Savior and he's hearing me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Sometimes we need to stop the music.
Yes.
So in his fear, he proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help when they begin to fast. All the people together, gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord.
All right.
There was a problem. Fear set in. But the people began to seek the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Nowhere I read in this where he said, let's make sure that all of our bullets are ready to go. That our swords are sharpened. But they set themselves to seek the Lord.
Amen.
In the midst of our trouble, when fear set in, set ourselves to seek the Lord. And what happened after that? Number three is the prayer. The problem, the fear, and now it's time to pray.
Yes.
See, thank God for the gift of prayer.
Yes.
When we can't do nothing else, we can pray.
All right.
Have you ever just shook your head and somebody said, there ain't no hope? Mm-hmm. God has said, yes, there is.
Yes. Yes.
You just pray. Yes. You just seek his faith. This situation looks to be insurmountable. God said, pray. Mm-hmm. We got to get back to fasting and praying and calling on the Lord and trusting God. Because we in this microwave society, we want everything now. Mm-hmm. And life just don't work like that.
Right.
It don't. I don't care how bad we want a quick fix. It don't always happen like that.
Right.
But at the same time, the God we serve, he's a right now God as well. But what? It comes through prayer. It comes through acknowledging him. So I love this. In verses 5 through 9, and I'm going to jump to 12, in the midst of Jehoshaphat's prayer. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, where all the folks could see him. He's the king. In the house of the Lord, before the new court. And the scripture said, and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, how important is it for us to know who God is?
Amen.
Who he is and who he is in our lives.
Yes.
So he began to pray, O Lord God of our fathers. And then listen how he prays. Are you not God in heaven? He knows that he's the God of heaven. He said, are you not God of heaven? And God, and don't you rule over the kingdoms, over all the kingdoms and the nations? Does it tell us that he knows something about his God?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the God of all creation. He says, and in your hand is there not power and might?
Yes.
He knew who he was talking to. He knew who he was praying to. And he says, so that no one is able to stand against you. He's praying.
All right.
He's tuned everything out. Sometimes the chatter needs to stop.
Yeah.
Sometimes in our situation, in our problems, in our fear, everybody got some advice. But God, I need to hear from you.
Amen.
What are you saying in the midst of my trouble? He said, are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land, your people Israel, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? We heard about Abraham in Power Hour this morning. And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us. Mm. And we sing the song today, Lord, I want to be a sanctuary for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. True and holy. Thank you, Lord. We just want to be a sanctuary. Guess what? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
We're the temple of God. And so here, back in this day, he said, your sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, and they were facing disaster.
Yeah.
He said, if the sword comes, if judgment comes,
mm-hmm.
if pestilence or famine, God, you said, if these things come against us, we will stand before this temple. And here we are, the temple of God. The scripture tells us in Hebrews 4, we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Do we believe that today?
Amen.
Do we believe that we can grab hold to the horns of the altar in 2018 and call upon the God of all creation
Amen.
And he'll hear us?
Amen.
He said, if we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in the temple, we're called by the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. He said, and if we cry out to you in our affliction, oh my God, do you all hear that today? It's some trouble going on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. It's a major issue. And God, you said, we call upon you in our affliction. So what he's saying is, God, we're afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking you at your word. He said, you will hear and you will save. The same God that Jehoshaphat was praying to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is the same God who we can call on now.
Amen.
In the midst of our battles, in the midst of our struggles for survival, we can call on him. And the and verse 12 said, he said, oh, our God, will you not judge them? Talking about the enemy. God sees what's going on.
Yes.
He sees who or what is attacking us.
Yes.
He knows all about it. He said, for we, the man of God, Jehovah God, said, for we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Have you ever been in a place where you feel like you have no power over the situation?
Yeah.
But you begin to call on the one who is all powerful.
That's right.
And in the midst of all the odds against you, you said, I know that my Redeemer lives.
Yes, Lord.
I know that my God is able to heal, to deliver, to set free, to eradicate this situation. He said, I love this. Let me do that from the beginning again. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a place where you don't know what to do?
That's right.
I mean, and just flat out, I don't know what to do. Yeah. It's good to be honest. Yes. Brother Chucky, it's good to be authentic.
That's right.
I don't know what to do.
That's right.
But what did he say? He said, but our eyes are upon you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking my eyes off the situation.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm putting my eyes on the Savior.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The problem, the fear, the prayer. Then comes the solution.
Yes.
Do you know that God always has a solution?
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he does now.
Yes.
And I love some of the old songs I grew up with. He may not come when you want him,
mm-hmm.
but he's always on time.
Amen.
He's never late. And somebody say he'll show up and he'll show out. You got people in the country to understand that one. But God will show up and he'll show out. You know, y'all know what show out means, right? Have you ever told one of your kids, you better quit showing out now? Is that kind of bringing it home? But God will show out and he'll fix the situation. And can't nobody do nothing about it. So then comes the solution. Verse 14 through 15 of 2 Chronicles 20. I hope this word is ministered to someone today. To someone that's in a battle today. There's someone who don't know what to do today. Someone who's surrounded by the enemy and situations in your life. But here comes the solution. God heard the prayer. Let me put that in now. All the folks have fasted and they're praying and the king is praying. And he's rehearsing in his mind who God is. God already knows who he is.
Amen.
So it's good for us to stand on the promises of God.
Amen.
In the midst of our situation. And so it says, then after the prayer go forth. Then after the folks have turned their face to the wall, have set themselves to seek the Lord. Then, see.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we want the then, we want the solution before we give it up to God.
All right.
All we want to do is identify the problem and say, God fix it. And we don't have to go through nothing. We just, bam, bam, thank you. We have to dial in to God. And so after they've done all of that, then the Spirit of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all help me say that? The Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Oh, say it like you mean it. Then the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah.
All right.
Not just your prophet, but this was a praiser.
Amen.
This was one of those from the choir assembly. See, God is no respecter of person. He'll send a word through whoever he desires to.
That's right.
And you know, sometimes some of us have a lineage of people, of family members who trusted God,
mm-hmm.
who lived for God, who believed God. So he said, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah. Thank God he know who we are. He know who our pedigree. He know our ancestors. He know it all. So I guess he said, just in case you don't know who this is, he's the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah. He was a Levite of the sons of Asaph. You see Asaph through the Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
With praises and songs going up for God. And he said, in the midst of the assembly. So here, the man, the praiser, the prophet stands up in the midst of the people. Mind you, there's great affliction. Mind you, there's fear.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, the enemy is on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Things look very bleak and very dark, and it seems like there's no way out. But God sends a word.
Yeah.
Have anybody ever got a word from the Lord?
Yeah.
Have you ever spoke peace into your life?
Yeah.
Confidence into your life? Have you ever felt a blessing coming on?
That's right.
So, watch this. And so, Jehaziel, he said, listen, all of you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, King Jehoshaphat, you, the one in charge.
Mm-hmm.
He said, listen to this. He said, thus saith the Lord to you.
All right.
I'm telling you, sometimes we need a thus saith the Lord moment.
Yes.
Not thus saith Kermit. Not thus saith Gary, but thus saith the Lord,
mm-hmm.
the creator of the ends of the earth, our deliverer.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He said, thus saith the Lord. First thing is, do not be afraid.
All right.
Now, mind you, the second thing was fear. The problem then came fear. Then came prayer, you know, in the solution. And now here comes the word from God said, don't be afraid. How many times do we see that in scripture when an angel popped up
mm-hmm.
to Mary and the devil? What did he say? Fear not. Because you know, a natural person, you see a flame with fire, angel, you just left.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be right through that wall like, you know, all you see is the cutout where you went through. Perfect love casts out fear.
That's right.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear,
but power of
love. But a power. And a blood.
And a sound mind.
And a sound mind.
That's right.
You're talking about a trinity.
Yeah.
So he said, do not be afraid or dismayed because of this battle. Because of this situation. Because of this great multitude. Because of this sickness. Because of this despair. Because of this financial situation. He said, do not be dismayed because of this great multitude. Here it is. For the battle is not yours.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. This is thus says the Lord. For the battle is not yours.
Yes.
Whose is it?
God.
Ooh, hallelujah. He said, but it's God's.
Yes.
All right. So then what happens next? So now we've got a word from the Lord.
Yes.
Do we stand on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do we operate on it?
Yes.
Do we believe it?
Yes.
Do we put it into practice when we hear a word from the Lord?
Yes.
I was taking an exam one time and numbers was never my thing, even though I was an electrician. And I'm taking this exam and it looked like Chinese with a Japanese problem. I mean, I was like, I'm messed up. And the Spirit of the Lord said, stop and pray.
That's right.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I had a wife at home and children at home, and I need this job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory be to God.
That's right.
I stopped everything. I put the pencil down. I put the book down, and I prayed to the God of heaven.
Yes.
God, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. I need your help, God.
Yes.
And I opened up my eyes, and I began to take the test.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed the test with fine colors. And moved up through the ranks and left in management. Because of the God of heaven.
That's right.
So the God of heaven said, fear not.
That's right.
The battle is not yours,
oh, yes.
but it's mine.
That's right.
God, I'm giving it to you. I've been wrestling with it too long, but God, I'm laying it out before you. And then comes the victory. Verse 21 and 22 is so much more in between there, but I want to just kind of jump start a little bit. And when he had consulted with the people, talking about Jehoshaphat, he appointed those of the patrician who were singing to the Lord. He said, come on, it's time to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
See, do you know we don't have to wait till the battle is over to praise him?
That's right.
We can praise God in the midst of the battle.
Yeah.
We can give glory to God when things are falling all around, when the heels is on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can give glory to God.
Yes.
So he, those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise, what's this? The beauty of holiness.
Yes.
The beauty of sanctification. The beauty of a relationship with God. And we'll praise God for who he is. We'll magnify his name for who he is and what he's done and what he promises he's going to do. And so, and who should praise the beauty of holiness? And as they went out before the army, and what were they saying? They were saying, praise the Lord. It's the same army. It's the same group of nations that's coming. The same enemy that had them fearful, mm-hmm. where they acknowledged the problem, the same army, and now they're walking toward the army,
yes.
saying, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Thank you, God.
It's working on the inside. It's working on the outside. Making a great change. He said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
God, we're walking in your mercy.
Yes.
Walking in your grace.
Yes.
Walking in your favor.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Satan, get thee behind me.
Yes.
That's
the
right.
The blood of Jesus is against you. He said, now when they began to sing and praise,
mm-hmm.
you sisters got the tambourine. You got a tambourine? Could y'all just ring it for a minute? When they begin to sing and praise, woo! Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord God.
And they said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. And they're marching toward the enemy. They're walking in victory without a sword in their hand. But I say, you come to me with a sword and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. The Lord, the Lord set up an ambush against the enemy. If the Lord set up an ambush, you in trouble. Y'all do know what an ambush is, right? That means you going by your business, tough and bad, and have no idea that somebody laying in the cut for you. But this is the Lord laying in the cut. This is the same God who took the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots.
Yeah.
When they tried to go through the Red Sea. Because there ain't no problem with me. I created all these folks. They need to see who I am.
That's right.
So it says, God set up ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and who had came against Judah, and they were defeated.
Yes.
They were defeated. They were, guess what? They were so messed up, they were killing each other. They're like, wait, no, I thought you were on my side. That's all right. And if that's not bad enough, if that's not bad, so they start killing each other. The people of God start going through the camp to get the spoils. And all these soldiers had jewelry and gold and rubies, all kind of stuff. It was more than God's people could carry back home.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever you're going through is not too much for God.
That's right.
Whatever you're going through, turn to God in prayer.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, expect God to work on your behalf.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Bible tells me that Job was in a battle, and it was a battle that he didn't bargain for. He had no idea of the conversation in heaven, but he lost everything he had. His body was covered in sore boils. He was messed up, but he did not lose his faith in God. And he said something came from way down on the inside. He said, I just want to know one thing.
If a man
die,
will he live again?
Shall he live again?
That's right.
All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes.
Yes.
I'll be waiting for a change to come today. Because
yes.
I want to let you know it's coming. Praise
yes, Lord.
God is working it out on our behalf.
Thank you, God.
Ephesians 6 says, he said, finally, my brother,
be strong in the Lord.
In the power and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And after you've done all the stand some more. And he gave us what to put on. He told us about the helmet of salvation. He told us about the sword of the spirit. He told us about all all the things we need, a fee charged in the preparation of gospel fees. He never comes to take it off. So we need to go to bed with our armor on.
Amen.
Wake up with our armor on.
Amen.
Go swimming with our armor on.
Amen.
Whatever we're doing, we need to have on the full armor of God.
That's right.
And God will give us the victory. Over and over again. All we have to do is read the book. It's a book of victory. It's a book of faith. It's a book of trust in the living God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whose battle is it? I want to serve notice on you. It's the Lord's battle. If you belong to God, it's his battle. Quit trying to fight the devil with a natural fist. I'd knock him out if I could find him. Well, you can't find him like that. You know. Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
God.
Jesus said, Isaiah said, in closing, I said, he was wounded for our transgressions.
That's right.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
Yes.
And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed.
Amen.
Physical healing. Emotional healing, mental healing, financial healing, whatever healing we need is in Jesus. He paid it all on the cross for you and I. If it had not been but you and me left on the planet, Jesus would have died. And he said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. I will be with you always, even until the end of the earth. I never will forget when I had to have surgery on my throat. And the doctor, just as cavalier as he could be, he said, well, you know you could die. I'm like, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
But my trust is in God.
Amen.
My trust is not in man. Thank you, Jesus. So when they told me to count to 10, I got to 9. I woke up in recovery. See, the God we serve.
That's right.
He's a miracle working God.
Yes, he is.
Is there a witness in the house that he's a miracle worker?
Yes.
See, some of us have heard about it, but some of us know about it. Thank you, Jesus. It's his battle.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. So, saints, that's the word for today, but I want to share one or two things. On Thursday night, as we were in Bible study, the Holy Spirit spoke up and said, call a fast for this coming Monday.
Amen.
The saints of God who can and will. To 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. If you have to drink water, so I drink water. You take your meal, whatever you have to do. If you're a diabetic, do whatever you have to do. But let's set aside some time where we can just be one-on-one with Jesus. If it's a family, be family in Jesus. Praying for the needs of the saints of God. And in particular, praying for Sister Caroline.
Yes.
As she goes to the hospital for God to work what he's going to work in her life.
Amen.
We're going to be calling on God.
Yes.
We're going to be praying and we're going to be believing God for your healing, sister.
Yes.
So I would just ask you, Pastor Ralph, to come up here and we want to pray for you all.
Amen.
Want every minister in the house, every evangelist in the house to come and stand around this precious cup. And we're going to pray. I know there's other needs and we'll pray for them, but right now we want to pray for this family. We're going to pray for Pastor Ralph, who is a walking miracle.
Yes.
I call him the comeback kid. One day he's been over, the next day he said, let's go have a staff meeting. Years God has been good to him. Sister Caroline, she's acknowledged the problem. And a time of fear came in. But then a time of prayer came. Solution is now. And now comes the victory.
Amen. Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, could you, is that anointing all over there?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Look at all the host of ministers. Look at the ministers here. Look at Lauren. Oh, God. He's raising you up for something. I know it's going to be praying for them, but he's raising you up for something.
All right.
Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, God. So we're going to join together in prayer. We're going to anoint our precious sister, our precious brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, are you not God in heaven? Are you not the God who created us? Are you not the God who has all power in your hand? Are you not the God who knows each and every one of us, and you know our precious sister where she's at right now? You are that God. So, Father, we appeal to you now. We ask you now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, yeah, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, pour out of your spirit upon her now. Send your word of healing now. Send your word of deliverance now, Lord. Remove all fear. Remove all doubt, God. Give her a hold on to your unchanging hand. Everyone who come in contact with her, from the doctor to the anesthesiologist to the nurse at the station, give them to know that this is a child of the Most High God. Give her favor, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your word of healing. Send your word of deliverance, God. We know you're working a testimony out. We know you're working a miracle on behalf, and we're thanking you in advance. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Strengthen her for the battles to come, Lord. Give her to know that you're carrying her through, that you're going to make a way out of no way. And God, we thank you. We pray for Pastor Rapp, Lord, as he's always praying for others, interceding for others, Lord. And God, his heart is heavy, no doubt, for his wife, Lord, and what she's going through. But God, you've already shown him who you are. Give him to know that you're working a miracle in his wife's heart. Because you have ministry for them. You have people that need to hear what they have to say. They've been so instrumental in so many lives. God, won't you show yourself mighty in me? And God, we're not just satisfied with where Pastor Ralph is. God, we're believing for your divine healing in his body. Sustain him, Lord. Give him new hope and new vision, new direction, new determination to move on to you. God, it's not over till you say it's over. So God, we ask you to send your healing to this family and everyone connected with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our church family here. We thank you for every name on the roll. We thank you for the young. We thank you for the old. We thank you for all of us here today, Lord God. We have issues in our life. We have problems in our life. But God, we're praying and we're trusting you, and we know you're going to work it out. So we bless you and we thank you. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And all the saints of God together, let us say amen, amen, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. While we're setting, ain't no need us doing nothing else but praying over the food, over the offering, and a safe trip home, Brother Bill, on the fast. I didn't mention the fast now. So tomorrow, up to 6 p.m., let's fast. Y'all got that right.
Yes.
We're going to turn our place down, turn the TV off, put the cell phone down, and call on the Lord as we intercede for this family.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you. Brother Bill, pray us out.
Thank you for giving to us our daily bread.
Yes.
We receive this food with thanksgiving and prayers.
Yes.
Father God, you bless our bread and our water and take sickness out of the midst of us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call this food clean, wholesome, and pure nourishing to our bodies.
Yes.
Will there be any deadly thing in here shall not harm us, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I curse to die you, the power of infirmity working in any part of these people right here, body, in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Father God, there is nothing too hard for you. You opened the Red Sea for Moses. You stopped the sun for Joshua. Father God, you give Ezekiel 15 extra years added to his life.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we ask you for the same thing, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe that you will do what we are asking.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for the box on the wall. Father God, we heard about giving today.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, when we give, you will give back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, and run it over. And Father God, we come to you right here now, putting on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, Father God, we stand therefore having our loins girt about with truth. Father God, your word, which is truth, contains all the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling of our strongholds. Father God, we are pulling down every stronghold, Father God. Everything that is not of you in Pastor Ralph and his wife's life, Father God. You will do it for us in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you know, Father, good morning in this place, Lord God, I just want to lift up Sister Patricia, her husband, her family, Lord God, that you would bless, that you would heal, that you would do just what needs to be done, and save to the uttermost, God. You know all of our uprising, our downsetting, you know the desires of our hearts, the intents of our hearts, so God, I pray that Sister Patricia operates in the Spirit of God, praise and worship you for who you are.
Yes.
That you would meet every need and every prayer request in our life. We bless you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.